And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break production of Fortis Institute. Now, the culture of death never seems to really take a break. A guy by the name of Roger Foley, who's a disabled individual, has been stuck in London Health Science Center for 9 years now. 9 years, and the staff there are so obsessed with getting him to choose medical assistance in dying that they're literally asking him about suicide while they're cleaning up his bowel movements. I mean, think about that for just a second. The man can't even have basic human dignity during care without someone pushing death on him. Now, there's pushback happening across the pond as British MPs actually grew a spine and voted down this effort to let doctors bring up assisted suicide with kids unprompted. Dr. Gordon MacDonald from Care Not Killing pointed out the obvious. When you've got mental health waiting lists stretching for months, maybe expanding access to state-sponsored death is not the brilliant solution you seem to claim that it is. Speaking of institutions losing their minds, a Serbian soccer star, who's a great player, by the way, I just can't pronounce his name. This guy got banned for 4 games for putting white tape over a rainbow badge on his jersey. The French league's having their International Day Against Homophobia. A Muslim player, Ahmad Hassan, did the same thing and got the same punishment. Society seems to have evolved to the point where quietly declining to promote something gets you punished. Yeah, and then there's Santa Clara University. The place was founded by Jesuits in 1851, and now they're requiring therapy students to write detailed sexual autobiographies. One student named Naomi had the courage to expose the pornographic curriculum in the Wall Street Journal. And what happened? Well, she got fired from her internship. The assignment prompts are so explicit that I literally could not read them. But they want students detailing their childhood sexual experiences and future sexual aspirations. But here's where it gets interesting. Some institutions are actually waking up. Planned Parenthood is facing a crisis that could shut down 200 abortion centers. About time. Marjorie Taylor Greene from Georgia launched a federal investigation into how they're misusing taxpayer funds and they're potentially losing $700 million in annual funding. Even Wall Street seems to be reading the room now. Citigroup just completely scrapped their anti-gun banking policies and pledged to stop discriminating against conservatives. Meanwhile, in Seattle, the police chief is promising to protect residents from federal agents trying to restore order on his anarchist playground. And local officials are so dead set against cooperating with law enforcement, you know exactly where their priorities are, and it is not with the people they are elected to represent. That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.